Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. With us today is Meredazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning.
Good morning.
Always nice to have you along, and you've got kind of a big thing to tell us about, not just a day, a week. We're covering a whole month.
A whole month, yes. March is National Nutrition Month, and National Nutrition Month is an annual campaign that is actually celebrating its 50th anniversary this year.
Oh, wow.
It was created in 1973 by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. So kind of a fun thing that it's been around for 50 years. And during the month of March, the Academy invites people to learn more about making informed food choices, developing healthful eating and physical activity habits. And they tie a theme every year, and this year's theme is Fuel for the Future, eating with sustainability in mind, and of course your own personal health in mind during every phase of life. So how can we fuel for the future? There are a few different things, I think, to think about in the month of March when we're thinking about trying to fuel for the future. Eating with the environment in mind, buying foods in season, shopping locally when possible. That not only benefits the planet, but it also may help you keep your food costs down. Another thing to think about, staying nourished, saving money. Of course, we all want to do those things. And when food prices just seem to get higher, it may seem like buying healthful foods just isn't a priority. But many healthful foods can be affordable and filling, and really help you feel your best over the long term. It just takes a little bit of planning and thinking about your meals, not buying those extra things that you don't necessarily need, and just getting a plan and sticking to your plan. And I think for me, you know, the hardest thing is sitting down and making a plan. It's an easy thing to just say, oh, I'll figure it out as I go. But if you intentionally make time to do it, sit down, make a menu plan for the week, you will find that you're not buying all those extra last-minute things, and eating healthily is not as expensive as everyone thinks. Another thing you can do is just work on eating a variety from all food groups. You know, we always preach this, and it doesn't have to be fresh. It can be frozen. It can be canned, which are both very affordable options, ways to get your fruits and vegetables, especially if you don't live close to a grocery store and fresh produce only lasts so long. Those frozen and canned options are great options to keep variety in your diet. Make tasty foods at home. Learn how to cook and practice some of those meal preparation skills. This can help you not only save money by not eating out, but also helps you find some creative ways to use your leftovers rather than throwing them out. So really thinking about fueling for the future, not only thinking about our environment, but also our own personal health and budget, food budget. A lot of things to think about in March and to try to do better as we sit down to plan our week and plan our shopping trips and watch for those sales. So that is what we have for National Nutrition Month in March.
I think that sounds great, especially the idea of sitting down and actually writing out not just your shopping list, but a plan of what you're going through. That's one of the reasons I still write checks now and then, is instead of just, oh yeah, I spent X amount, I can actually see I'm taking the time to write in that figure and knowing that's gone now.
Right.
And so thinking about what you're bringing into the house and actually having a plan to follow, that should help a lot.
Right. Absolutely.
Can we expect throughout the month of March we're going to be getting some more helpful stuff along that?
Yes. I think there'll be more to talk about as March rolls along. And we've got some fun programs coming up in March that we'll be talking about. So spring is here and it's exciting.
Definitely exciting. And we're looking forward to hearing some more. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Amanda Grollo.